105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Biz Connect radio show with myself, Martin White. Obviously, you're listening to Academy FM 105.9, The Sound of Folkestone. We are your bi-weekly business radio chat show, and we always have a couple of fabulous studio guests with us, and today is no exception. And to my right, we have the wonderful...
Hi, my name is Victoria Galvin. I'm the Membership Development Manager for South and East, and I work for Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce.
Victoria, lovely to have you with us today. And to my left, we also have...
Anwyn. I'm Anwyn Cooper, Director of Get Fruitful Marketing.
Brilliant. Anwyn, lovely to have you with us today as well. So we're going to be here for the next hour or so. And the theme for today really is all around how businesses can make the most of their critical resources at the moment. I think it's fair to say that we're going through a fairly tumultuous, tough trading period. Households are obviously feeling the pinch in terms of increased energy bills and inflation that's obviously hitting their pocket. But businesses are certainly doing the same as well. They're going through an awful lot of pain at the moment as well. So we're going to be talking to Anwyn when we come back after the break about some practical marketing tips and advice that businesses might want to kind of follow to help their business at the moment. And we'll also be talking to Victoria in the second part of the show all around the benefits of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce at the moment. And I think it's fair to say that it's not until... times are difficult that you perhaps realise what the benefits of chamber membership are fully. So that's what we're going to be doing. So do stay with us. I think what we'll do for now, though, is play a little bit of music and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Biz Connect radio show. As I said before the break, we've got two super guests with us today. We've got Victoria Galvin, who is the membership representative down in the southeast of Kent for Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. And we've also got Anwyn Cooper with us, who is the founder and managing director of Get Fruitful Marketing. Anwyn, lovely to have you with us today.
Thanks, Martin.
Do tell us a little bit about Get Fruitful. I mean, you and I have known each other for years. In fact, the three of us were all together as well, weren't we, last week at the Business Vision Live Expo.
Yeah.
And you were handing out delicious apples.
Indeed.
As you always do. So there is obviously a link in there in terms of Get Fruitful. So tell us a bit about Get Fruitful and what you do, please.
Yeah, so I started the business about 7 years ago. But I've always been a marketer. I've been working in marketing for over 20 years now, my whole career.
Gosh.
Different roles and sort of worked my way up from when I left university, started out as a marketing assistant to running a department, running a team, having a big six-figure budget. And then I took a bit of time out to have my daughter. And that's when I set the business up because I wanted a bit more of a lifestyle where I could work flexibly, work from home, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And so, yeah, I've always been sort of juggling the business with being a mum as well. And it's sort of grown as my daughter's got older. So obviously she's at school, so I'm able to work sort of more full time.
Yeah. Fantastic. So tell us, I mean, marketing is obviously a sort of a big subject area. I guess it's fair to say that most people think of marketing in terms of, you know, social media presence, for example.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to marketing than that, isn't there, on a sort of fundamental level. So how do you talk to businesses about marketing?
Yeah, so, well, the name of the business, Get Fruitful Marketing, is partly because we're based in Kent, which is the Garden of England, and where I am in Maidstone, we're surrounded by fruit growing country.
Uh-huh.
But it's also a play on words with the fact that, you know, helping people get more return on investment basically from their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the approach that we take is basically helping people be more strategic and coming up with a very well thought through overarching marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
So people can approach their marketing in a much more structured, thought through way.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, a lot of people think of things like social media or advertising, PR, websites, and all of these aspects of marketing, which are obviously important, but they are the more tactical areas of marketing. And so what makes us different is that we come at it from a more strategic approach, and helping people go back to basics, think through the fundamentals, the foundations that they need to have in place, think through what their brand is all about, who their customer is, etc. And then from that, you can then make the best decisions about where to spend your money and where to spend your time.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because I guess I was brought up with the school of thought that, you know, there were four P's in the marketing mix: product, price, place, promotion. Obviously that's been extended over the years, but on a basic level, you know, what is my product or service? You know, who is my target market within that? Is there even a marketplace that exists for what I'm proposing to do in the marketplace? How am I going to price that? Where am I going to sell it? How am I going to sell it? And how am I going to promote it? And for me, that was, you know, they were the kind of the four cornerstones, if you like, of any kind of marketing strategies. Does that still ring true today?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And I'm still very much a firm believer in those sort of basic fundamental principles. With my own methodology, the Get Fruitful methodology, I've expanded the four P's or the seven P's quite commonly referred to now. I think we've got something like 27 P's in the Get Fruitful methodology. So I basically sort of take people through a series of exercises thinking about those things that you mentioned: price, promotion, etc. But lots of other things that are really sort of fundamental, really, to figure out.
Yeah, so you break it down into sort of nice bite-sized chunks, I guess, ultimately, for people to understand it more readily.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Okay, so how do you do that? I mean, do you sit down with clients on a regular basis at their offices? You know, do you start at sort of A and end up at Z over a period of time? How does it actually work in kind of practical terms?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's two ways in which I work with people. I do one-to-one consulting, so I will often go to people's premises and meet them face-to-face, or I have my own office where I can host and run workshops as well. And I also run a group program, which is for sole traders and startups and people who perhaps might not have the budget to hire me as a consultant. But either way, it's the same process. So basically, I've broken down marketing strategy into five modules, and they're all themed around big five fruitful questions. So we have why. Why are you in business? And that's looking at your business vision and values. Then we have who. Who is your ideal client or customer? And how are you going to reach them? And then the third question is about what makes you different. How do you stand out in a busy marketplace? How do you kind of make yourself distinct from the competition? The fourth question is, how do you get your story out there? Because a lot of marketing communications is storytelling, or just getting the messaging right, and finding the right words and language to express that. And also there's a sort of visual language that comes through design and imagery that you choose. And then the fifth and final question is, when are you going to make it happen? So a lot of people come up with lots of ideas, but they don't necessarily follow through into the implementation. Or if they do, it can be a bit piecemeal. So yeah, the fifth and final piece of the puzzle is getting the action plan together, and then making sure that people, follow that through. So once people have been through the process, answered all those big questions, they've got their plan together, then I also offer ongoing support with implementation if they want that, as well as accountability. So some people just want somebody to make them do the plan.
That's really interesting, isn't it? And you started with the why. You know, why are you going into business, you know?
That's the Simon Sinek question.
And you mentioned, you know, for you, when you started Get Fruitful Marketing in the beginning, it was very sort of lifestyle driven. You know, you needed a better work-life balance. You had a young daughter that obviously you wanted to bring up and be able to spend time with, as well as obviously needing to generate an income. And that's the reality, isn't it, for a lot of small business owners? You know, that's kind of where they are, I guess, in their why.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Simon Sinek book, Start With Why. If anybody hasn't heard of that, I recommend it very strongly as a really good business book. It's really about leadership and how do you get your team to come behind a mission, mm-hmm. And all kind of pull together in the same direction. Yeah. But it actually really translates well to marketing as well.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, for your brand, for your business, you've got to have a strong why to get customers to be attracted to you and to want to work with you.
Yes.
But also thinking about your brand in terms of employer brand and employing people into your team, getting associates or other partners to work with you.
Yeah.
You've got to have a strong purpose.
I call it purpose
as
well.
Get behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about working with small businesses. They are generally led by people who have a passion.
Yes.
Or a purpose and sort of want to make a difference in the world, want to do something differently, you know, want to create a nice lifestyle for themselves or their families or to make an impact on the community. And that's what I love really is helping people who are driven by a purpose or a passion beyond profit. So it's not, obviously we need to make money, but it's not all just about making money.
Yeah.
There's something else.
You mentioned storytelling, because obviously that will be a key part of that. That will feed into that, won't it, in terms of your why, you know, ultimately. And you also mentioned the fact that, you know, most marketplaces are incredibly commoditized, for want of a better word today. Mm. You know, it's very unlikely that you'll be going, you know, starting a business that nobody else has ever done before.
Yeah, very rare.
And so you've got to have something that's going to differentiate you from everybody else in the marketplace.
Exactly.
And the more purpose driven you can be ultimately, and the better, you know, and more convincing your story is, and compelling ultimately, that's what it's about, you know, to your target market, the more chance of success you're going to have, I guess.
Absolutely. And the more personal the story as well, because people buy from people, people connect with people's personal emotional journeys. I specialize in service-based businesses rather than people who have a physical product.
Right.
And one of the big things that makes a service different from another service, you know, looking at something like choosing a lawyer or an accountant or a financial advisor, often it's not to do with the price of the service. You're not necessarily going to go for the cheapest one, or there might not even be much in it when you compare them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much of it rides on the people. And, you know, do you get on with that person? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you could have a good working relationship?
Yeah.
So being able to express your personality and the culture of your team is so important.
Yeah, because ultimately, you know, filing a set of accounts on an annual basis is filing a set of accounts on an annual basis, isn't it? It's, yeah, that's fine. But, you know, what are you all about?
Yeah. And you want to pick the person that you feel is the best fit for you.
No, that totally makes sense. Brilliant. I think what we're going to do, we're going to leave it there for the moment, if we can, play a little bit of music. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the kind of practical tips that you can share with businesses at the moment to make their marketing kind of work harder. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Biz Connect radio show. We're in conversation at the moment with Anwyn Cooper from Get Fruitful Marketing. And before the break, Anwyn was talking about the kind of the five key pillars of any kind of marketing strategy for businesses. But what I'd like to do now, Anwyn, if we can, is talk about some practical tips for business owners at the moment. Obviously, businesses are struggling to manage kind of critical resources, cash flow, obviously being one of those. How can businesses spend their money more effectively at the moment in terms of their marketing effort, Anwyn? What are your kind of key tips there for businesses?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think there's two sides to this. So one side is the obvious one. How can you cut costs and save money that way? But I think it's also really important to look at the other side, which is how can you add more value, create more value for your clients, and basically, charge more or sell more and make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important not to lose sight of that. In terms of how do you cut costs, I think obviously the first thing to do is look at your budget and what you're spending.
Mm.
Lots of small businesses don't actually have a marketing budget as such. So that concept might actually seem a bit alien for some people.
Mm.
But the chances are, you know, most businesses are spending on marketing, but perhaps in a more ad hoc way. So that could be, you know, they've got their website, so there's probably costs associated with that. Obviously, you've got to pay for the domain names and the hosting and things like that. But then there might be things throughout the year that sort of pop up when you think, oh, that would be good. Let's do an advert there, or let's do a bit of social media and put some money into that, or go to an event or whatever it might be. And I think that's the thing with with that kind of approach to marketing where it is quite ad hoc, you don't ever sit back and look at the bigger picture and think, oh, actually, this is all adding up.
Yes.
And what are we getting back from it?
Yes.
And is it working? So I think that's my first tip. If you have a budget, then review it. If you don't have a budget, then sort of just take a reflection and review the last year.
What have we done? What worked?
Yeah, what's worked? What cost money? How much did it cost? And what kind of return did you get from it? And ideally, all of your budget will link to different marketing objectives and produce a return for you. So that's definitely my...
Yeah, that's a really good point as well, because...
Starting point.
All customers aren't created equal.
No.
That's the reality. And I think in any business, you know, you will have a sort of a top tier of customers... in terms of value and sort of pound notes that they bring in. You'll have a middle tier and you'll have a sort of a bottom tier, if you like. And that's how I like to think of it, you know, sort of top, middle, bottom.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's familiar, I think, with the sort of the 80-20 rule. And it's the same in business, you know, that Pareto rule. And you can apply directly to businesses in terms of your customer profitability.
Absolutely.
So, you know, why not rank them?
Yeah,
like that, no, you know, why not rank all your customers on a spreadsheet from top to bottom?
A really good analysis to do. And yeah, if you've got some sales data that you could bring in, or a customer relationship management system, to pull up some reports so that you can actually use evidence to really analyse in a bit more detail rather than just doing it on gut feel.
Yeah.
Then yeah, just looking at sort of people's spend over the last year, which customers have spent the most, which customers have bought, you know, the most frequently from you.
Yeah.
And to understand their buying habits over the last year.
Because you spoke about you know, adding value, you know, at the moment, and you know, focusing in on those kind of really valuable customers and making sure that you retain them, you know, through thick and thin going forwards. That's going to be the key to your business survival ultimately, not the huge volume of customers you've got sitting at the bottom that buy, you know, sporadically, ad hoc, and actually don't generate an awful lot of pound notes for you.
Definitely.
It's your top customers that are going to see you through this, isn't it, ultimately?
Yeah, so looking at ways that you can maintain loyalty, I think it's really important.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, make sure that you're continuing to communicate regularly and, you know, keeping those relationships going well, rather than maybe focusing on acquiring new customers.
Yes.
So, yeah, look after the customers you've got before you go out for more.
Yeah.
And, yeah, as you said, I think to do a segmentation of your customer base and understand kind of where the value is. And I think to have conversations with people to see how could you add more value as well. So always go to our customers and ask them, what more could we do for you? Or how could we do things differently that would make things better?
Yeah.
And then that might open up a whole new service offer or a new product that you could create for them, or a different way of charging. You might come up with a different pricing structure. You know, there's so many opportunities that can be unlocked when you just do a bit of market research and ask customers what they want rather than assuming.
And that's so important at the beginning of starting your business as well, going back to what you were talking about in the first part of the show. You know, you have to know that there's a market for what you're proposing to do, and you have to have some insight into that market, and you need to link that back to your purpose and your story ultimately in order that that's a compelling proposition in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk to your customers, you know, are we doing a good job? What could we do better? You know, what's going to make a difference?
Yeah, and what more could we do for you?
Yeah.
I think is a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding what they perceive the value to be, because it could be that there's something really small that you could do as an added extra, which wouldn't cost you much and wouldn't take much effort, but they would be willing to pay for it.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. All of that is really good advice. We haven't got long left, Anwyn, so I'd like to just finish on something that I know is very important to you as well and to me. And that's, you know, talking about business as a force for good and the work that you're doing in that space around ultimately, you know, protecting the environment and sustainability and sort of linking that back to business. So tell us about your work in that space.
Yeah, definitely. So my background was in charitable organisations. I worked in lots of registered charities, and over the years since starting my own business, I've continued to do that. I've been a trustee for a charity a couple of times, but I've also helped sort of with the marketing and income generation side of running the business end of charities. But I also love working with private enterprises and profit-making businesses as well, and really passionate about people who want to use their business as a force for good. So that sometimes means how can they sort of make a contribution philanthropically, but often it's about their purpose and the kind of impact that they can create through the business. And I like to talk about the triple bottom line, how people can make more profit but also impact people and the planet. So those are the three P's in terms of triple bottom line. And I just think it's a force that's sort of gaining momentum at the moment. We've got the B Corp movement, which is the biggest and fastest growing in the world here in the UK. So B Corp is a really interesting movement people can look into. If you want to search for it online, it started out in the US and has moved over to the UK. And there's lots of other sort of movements and campaigns going on, which I think link to this agenda. There's also the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which some people might be familiar with, which came out of the UN. And it's basically a set of 17 goals for the planet. And they are things that people can do as individuals or as businesses to help towards some of the big issues that we face as a world, as a global
population. Just be more mindful of and conscious of in your day-to-day business kind of dealings.
So I think lots of businesses are starting to get switched on to these issues and thinking about small changes that they can make in terms of day-to-day activity.
So you do podcasts around this, don't you? You invite
businesses
that are a force for good to come onto your podcast and you interview them and talk to them.
People want to check that out. It's Get Fruitful Conversations. We've done about 20 episodes so far, and just looking at what small businesses are doing, practical actions, simple things that you can do. So hopefully it'll give people some inspiration.
Brilliant.
If they want to use their business as a force for good.
Good. So, sadly, we do have to draw things to a close. How can we get in touch with you, and if we want to have a conversation about our marketing moving forwards and understanding what works, what our market is, how we should price our product or service, how we should add value to our customers, which customers are actually important to us? How can we have a conversation about all of that?
Indeed. Well, I would recommend people go to the website as the first step. It's getfruitfulmarketing.com. And from there on the homepage, there is a button that you can click when you scroll down to take the Get Fruitful Marketing Health Check, which is a very quick, free questionnaire, basically. And then you get a free report once you fill that out. And then if you want to, you can book a consultation for free with me.
Perfect. So there's an initial sort of free audit that you can do online and in a sort of questionnaire format. That will give you some pointers in terms of things to think about. And then, the natural step after that is to just get in touch and have a meeting and a conversation, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also social media. You can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. What else? But if you go on the YouTube, actually, following on from our conversation today, there is a little series of 5 videos that I've recorded a while ago, which are called Recession Ready, or Are You Recession Ready? And they're 5 top tips that you can use in a pinch, basically.
Fantastic. Good. Anwyn, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise and insight with us. I think, again, we're going to play a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the fabulous Victoria Galvin from Kent Invicta Chamber Commerce about all of the brilliant things that the Chamber can do for you as well at the moment to help your business ride through this stormy period that we're all going through. So do stay with us and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Biz Connect radio show. Second part of the show now, we're going to be talking with Victoria Galvin from Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Martin.
Lovely to have you with us. I know you've been recently promoted to what I would call a sort of front of office role as opposed to kind of back office role. So tell us, what is your role? What do you actually do now at the Chamber of Commerce?
Right. So I'm a membership development manager. my journey before my promotion. So I started the chamber really focusing on retention, which is very important. I've always had a strong passion for outstanding customer service, and I really thrive on making sure customers have the best experience that I can give them, really. So when I started at the Chamber, I found that they had, and they continue to have, the same work ethic. So I felt really, really very much at home when I first initially started.
And I can testify firsthand to that, because when I joined the Chamber at the end of last year, you were the person that onboarded me, effectively, if that's the right term. So you took me through all of the, we had a sort of scheduled call, because I think we were still sort of Zooming back then, and you took me through all the kind of membership benefits and all the marketing opportunities that we're going to talk about in the second part of your interview today. But no, I really felt that I just, you know, as a result of that conversation, that I'd made the right decision to join the Chamber, frankly.
Oh, well, that's amazing. That was the aim. And definitely.
No, it was so important, because I think with so many businesses, you know, you become a customer. It doesn't matter what business, you know, they happen to be. But then, you know, the customer service and the follow-up isn't necessarily there, Anwen. And I'm sure you again, with your marketing hat on, would say how important that is on a kind of a, you know, a feel-good level, because, you know, we all experience something called, is it cognitive dissonance, I think is the technical term, where we buy something and then we're not sure if we made the right decision.
And buyer's remorse.
Gosh, yeah, hopefully not. And so that was really important for me to sort of feel reassured immediately that actually, yes, now I've done the right thing. So all credit to you. But obviously that's not the role you do now.
No.
You're very much sort of there to run networking events, for example, encourage businesses to think about joining the Chamber and ultimately sign them up, I guess.
Yes. So when the opportunity became available to me, it felt like a natural progression for me to go for this particular role. So now it is all about, you know, getting to know the area, south and east of Kent, and through networking events, bringing the businesses together, letting everyone know what the Chamber has to offer, be that support for them if they need it.
Well, let's talk about that now, because I have to say that, you know, from a personal sort of experience level, the key kind of Chamber benefits weren't necessarily something that I bought into in the first instance in terms of what the Chamber offers its members in terms of value-add services. I was very much interested in the marketing and the kind of business connectivity, which again we'll talk about in the second part of your interview. But do talk us through some of those kind of key Chamber value-add benefits, if you like, because I think it's fair to say that you know, in the context of where we are today, and businesses having to kind of manage those critical resources, I would imagine this plays very much into you know, your hands in terms of what you're able to offer businesses in terms of that critical value add that Anwen was talking about earlier. So just give us an overview, Victoria, if you can.
Of course, yeah. So the Kent and Victor Chamber, we are a non-profit organisation. We are Kent's only accredited Chamber of Commerce. We do find that initially when members join, they join for a reason. And then quickly after are always very surprised that, you know, they've got a lot more than what they initially thought of. Mm. So we are here for support. So you've got that support side of the membership. So one of our most used benefits that's included in the membership is from a company called Quest. And that deals with HR, legal, health and safety and tax. There is a fantastic team there for any queries in those areas. Predominantly what it's used for as well is their amazing website, which have got hundreds and hundreds of downloadable documents and templates to be used as well. Mm. You've also got the support from the business advisors as well. As members, you've got an opportunity to sit down with them with a qualified and experienced business advisor. They'll take a light diagnostic of your business and better understand, you know, the challenges that you have and the possible opportunities that you face as well. And then they can make recommendations and signposts to appropriate support. Such as, you know, grants,
yes.
Finance and local expertise, mm-hmm. etc. You've also got other special rate chamber rates with AA Roadside Assistance. You've got the Fuel Card, Westfield Health. They really do focus on health and well-being, which is so important at the moment in the workplace, and AXA. Mm-hmm. So that's the support side. We do also have members that will specifically join for Export. Mm. That in itself is amazing, yeah. as they will get 50% off documentation, yeah. and also special rates with DHL and, yeah. MoneyCorp.
I mean, you've touched on so many areas that I can just sort of, you know, see are so relevant and important today. I mean, HR, you know, during COVID in particular, I imagine the phone never stopped ringing. You know, how do Definitely. I manage? How do I manage this in my business? But also at the moment, you know, as businesses are increasingly under kind of cost pressure, you know, legal, I think, is a massive area. How many businesses out there at the moment are struggling to get paid, Anwyn? Mm, you know,
yeah.
You know, perhaps you have a 30-day, 30-day kind of credit terms with customers. You know, are they slipping to 45, 60 days? You know, what can I do about it? And
exactly.
again, you can get advice on that free of charge through the chamber and documents to, you know, letters, for
exactly.
example, to templates to use to write to customers. Tax, you know, that's another kind of huge area,
yeah.
isn't it, always?
And I also find that, you know, instead of being stuck and Googling something to death, give us a call and, you know, speak to a human about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so much more reassuring that you've done the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, the team that I work with, they are all so amazing, amazing colleagues. I've personally learned a lot from them.
Yeah.
So helpful and that they are literally expert and gurus,
yeah.
At what they do.
Yeah. As you say, and you know, signposting quite often, you know, how many people are aware at any given point in time, you know, just how many business grants there are out there and how to access them. You know, we can't all be expected to be up to speed with all of that. I mean, it's a continually, you know, changing environment anyway. So, you know, and Fuel Card, crikey, you know, who wouldn't want to just save, you know, 3 or 4 pence a litre on their fuel at the moment? You know,
exactly.
it's a no-brainer, isn't
yeah.
it? And when I say no-brainer, we're talking about, I think if you're a micro business, what is it, £275 a year plus VAT to join the chamber?
That's correct,
if you
yes.
employ less than nine or less people, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then with the direct debit scheme as well,
yeah.
it's...
you can pay yeah. monthly.
Pay monthly, exactly.
Yeah. So even if, you know, if you went to a firm of solicitors and you wanted them, you know, to create a letter to send to a customer that hadn't paid you, you know, they'd probably charge you up to £100 to just write one letter. So all of that is on hand, on tap, ready to just kind of access, isn't it? So
yeah.
it more than pays for itself. And as I say, I think, you know, particularly at the moment, it's those kinds of benefits that might not necessarily be, you know, front of mind, top of mind when you sign up to the chamber, but I think now are really going to kind of come into their own in terms of the value adds that you were talking about earlier.
Most
on,
definitely.
Erin. So, fantastic. Good. I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit more music again, Victoria, and then when we come back, I'd like to talk specifically about another key side to the chamber, which was really something that I was particularly interested in, and that's the whole, you know, networking and kind of business connectivity side of everything that you do. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect. Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world. Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. Before the break, we were talking with Victoria Galvin about some of the core membership benefits with Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. What I'd like to do now, Victoria, and Anwen as well, please do join in on this, is talk about some of the kind of marketing specific benefits that the Chamber offer members in terms of networking and blogs and business directory and magazines and everything else. So, Victoria, tell us a little bit about the networking events that the Chamber run and what's coming up in the immediate future.
Of course. So just to tell you a little bit about the structure of our events at the moment. So there's 4 a month. Two of those are virtual and two of those are physical. The online one is called Virtual Business Networking, which became increasingly popular over lockdown. You usually get about 80 to 120 attendees on that one. It's very convenient. So, you know, for some people that don't want to spend half the day travelling, then they're able to go to that one. They are every 2 weeks on a Tuesday morning, the next one being tomorrow morning.
Timely.
I know. There you go. So we've got one tomorrow and it usually starts with a guest speaker. And then you are put into breakout rooms. So you'll have three of those so that you can, have more of an intimate networking session with everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you can, network and be sent an attendee list afterwards. Yep. So that you can contact them.
So that's 10:30 till 12, I believe, isn't it?
10:30 till 12, yes. Uh-huh. And still getting booking, so you get still able to book that. I can give further details
for
at the
tomorrow.
End.
Tomorrow, good.
Then you have the two physical networking sessions. So one's called Chamber Connections, usually at the beginning of the month. This is free. The next one will be on the 9th of June. I'll be hosting that one. So really looking forward to seeing everyone there. And that will be at Discovery Park.
Sandwich. Fantastic.
Yes,
good.
Really, really good. Really
in fact,
looking
I came
forward.
To your first ever one as well in
yes.
your new role, which was at the Burlington. When was
correct.
That? Back in May, was that? Beginning of May? Would that have been?
It would have been in April.
April,
yes.
Gosh,
yes.
Time flies.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's great, isn't it? Because that's an opportunity to really press the flesh again, as it were, with people and kind of look them in the eyes and have a conversation. So that was great.
No, excellent. Yeah, everyone is just absolutely loving going back to physical now. So really embracing that at the moment. And towards the end of the month, we have one called Business Talks and Tours. And usually involves a tour, sometimes a bit food related. So
or wine.
Yes, exactly. We had wine tasting last week at Hush Heath, mm-hmm. which was fantastic. Yeah. the month before then, we were doing tours with the alpacas as well, was hugely successful. It was amazing. and then the next one that we've got coming up on the 16th of June will be at Copper Rivet Distillery in Chatham.
Brilliant.
So my good colleague Kaz Macklin will be hosting that one. I'm sure everyone knows Kaz. And then I will be doing the Marlowe Theatre in July. So really good ones looking, coming up and looking forward to those, definitely.
So a whole range of networking. A lot of that is obviously free in terms of those kind of virtual events, but also the once a month kind of in person. What else do you offer businesses on sign up, because there's all sorts of other things as well?
Yeah, so for really raising a business's profile, what's becoming increasingly popular are for members to use our marketing tools. That will include the members directory or the business listing, mm-hmm. I would say that that is our most visited page on our website. So it's really important that members are on there to really, you know, make themselves known if anyone's looking for a business that's mm-hmm. That's like them.
So you can create a basic profile on your directory.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's searchable by sort of name and business category, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Business mm-hmm. type. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, keywords that they can be searched for. You've also got access to the members list. So we have about 1,247 members currently. You would have a list, won't contain email addresses because of GDPR. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of information on there for members to really see who the members are.
Yes.
We have different members in various sectors as well. Mm-hmm. So that's where this marketing tools really are successful for all sectors, mm-hmm. Really. We've also got something that's called member-to-member offers. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit like a chamber perk box where members can give special discounts, completely up to them what the offer will be for other chamber members, which is put onto the onto the specific homepage of our website, mm-hmm. and also viewed via the emails that we sent out in our newsletter and on social media channels. So that's a really great way of you know, making a bit of noise about you know, something special that they're doing currently. And then you've also got the blog articles. Mm-hmm. You're able to put blog articles whenever you wish to. It's a feature for members to do so, and that will feature on the members blog page, which is another great way of making themselves known, really talking about something that they're passionate about as well. On that page, which is highly visited.
So if you're writing a blog, you know, which a lot of businesses do, why not just publish it on the Kent Invicta Chamber website as well?
Exactly, Put it out there on there as well, definitely. Mm. So we've also got the Thinking Business magazine.
Yes.
So this is a magazine that is sent every 2 months. They have specific themes. As a member, you are initially given a free 250-word article that you can include in that magazine, and then have potential opportunities to do larger features, like a half page or a full page or a double spread if wanted to.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So there's a huge range of kind of marketing benefits in there, as well as those kind of more tangible, you know, specific kind of business helplines as well that we were talking about. So just how do we get in touch with Kent Invicta Chamber, Victoria? What's the best way to kind of get in touch and inquire about membership?
Sure. So you can visit our website at www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk. There is an inquiry form on there that you can fill in and inquire further. Always very welcome for you to contact me as well. So my email address is victoria.galvin@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Or you can give us a call on 01233 503 838.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Lovely to have you with us today. And again, I just, you know, would stress the point that, you know, for a very small outlay, which you can also, you know, do monthly via direct debit, I think there's a huge wealth of kind of value added services there that the Chamber offer. But thank you so much for joining us today, Victoria, and also Anwyn. Lovely to have you in the studio as well to share your kind of marketing tips for small businesses at the moment. Sadly, we have come to the end of the show.
Aww.
I know, that's an hour gone so quickly.
Where did that go?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us, both of you. We will be back in 2 weeks' time, just after the big Jubilee weekend, so we may be a little bit worse for wear, but we will be here on that Monday. But for now, thank you so much to our studio guests.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again shortly. Bye for now.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.